I want to say a few words on revision. You're already getting the hang of this now. Your imagination is working well for you. You're successful in turning dull, unintelligible data into meaningful, colourful, memorable images. But now you're asking, how long will this stuff stay in my head? Okay, well, using imagery in this way is extremely powerful. But to consolidate a memory, to really set it in concrete for long-term storage, you must review those images. Revision and review, well, they're more or less the same thing. Back in 1878, a guy called Ebbinghaus worked out that the best way to revise was to return to the information five times. Well, at least five times. Now, depending on the type of information, this is how I would split that revision time. Whatever you learn, review it immediately. Okay, that's the first review. Then look at it 24 hours later. Then 1 week later, that's the third review. Then 1 month later, and then anywhere between 3 to 6 months later after that. If you can do it in that sort of spread, then you've pretty much got it for life. Now, that's the minimum. Obviously, the more times you review something, the better. Now, another thing, take breaks. If the information is so intense, try to take a short break, every 20 minutes or so. But don't do it for more than about 5 minutes. Do something completely different. Oddly enough, even though you're taking a rest, your brain is still starting to organize and process the information you've just been absorbing. Now, this phenomenon is called reminiscence. Our memory actually steadily improves several minutes after we've learned something. Now, this varies depending on the type of information. Just to give you an example, your memory of a photograph is at its strongest about 1.5 minutes after studying it. Now, memory of a manual skill, whether it's being taught to hold a golf club or ride a bike, is usually better 10 minutes after practicing it. So, here's the point. If you distribute the learning periods, i.e. you break them up into periods of, well, let's say 20 minutes to 45 minutes, you will increase the number of reminiscence periods. In other words, you're going to learn more. Now, isn't that nice to know? If you keep taking breaks, you're going to learn more. And even when you're making a cup of tea, you're still learning. I bet they never told you that at school. Experiment. Use all the devices available. Get your children onto this. Try it out. Try it out with them. Or maybe you're a mature student. Now, it could mean the difference between two grades. It could mean the difference between success and failure. Now, it doesn't take a genius to work out that if you double the rate at which you absorb knowledge, then you're going to halve your study time. Now, I mentioned earlier that the Greeks used this method to great effect. Well, later, the Romans used it as well. And I'm going to read an extract from a thing called Ad Herennium. This is from an unknown author of a work. And he says this: if we wish to remember much material, we must equip ourselves with a large number of places. It is essential that the places should form a series and must be remembered in their order, so that we can start in any locus, in other words, a place, in the series, and move either backwards or forwards. Now, that was written almost 2,000 years ago. And it goes on. A locus is a place easily grasped by the memory, such as a house, an intercolumnar space, a corner, an arch, or the like. If we wish to remember, for instance, the genus of a horse, of a lion, of an eagle, we must place their images on definite loci. So I thought I had invented a completely unique method. Well, I suppose I've at least revived it for the 21st century.